2 days later, they reached the Nerauen system. Looks quiet enough, Luke said as they flew through space toward the battle-scarred planet itself. No fighter patrols or anything else I can pick up. Mara was silent a moment, and Luke could sense her reaching out with the Force. I'm not getting anything either, she said. I get the bad feeling Park wasn't expecting us. Well, there's one way to find out, Luke said, adjusting the comm for one of the frequencies the Imperials and Chiss had been using the last time they were here. This is Luke Skywalker, Jedi Master of the New Republic to Admiral Voss Park. Repeat, this is Luke Skywalker calling Admiral Park. Please respond. Abruptly, the comm display came on, revealing the blue face and glowing red eyes of a Chiss.
Hello, Skywalker. And Jade is here too, I see.
His face turning slightly to gaze at Mara.
This is Cresten Tarthi, commander of Mithron Urodo's household phalanx for the Empire of the Hand. This is certainly a surprise.
I don't know why it should be, Luke said evenly. Or didn't you know Admiral Park had sent me a message?
Yes, I knew,
Cresten Tarthi said.
The Admiral will be here in a moment. In the meantime, would you care to land and join us?
His face seemed to tighten slightly.
Don't worry. The docking bay has been completely repaired since your last visit.
Thanks for your hospitality, Mara said before Luke could answer. I think we'll stay here. The Chiss inclined his head.
As you wish.
The display blanked. You know him? Luke asked. Yes, though I'd only heard his core name, Stent, Mara said. He was one of the Chiss on guard duty when Park and Fel were talking to me. Interesting term Stent used, did you notice? Empire of the Hand, Luke said, nodding. Probably relates to the Hand of Thrawn. Grand Admiral Thrawn, Mithron Uruodo, to give his full Chiss name, had been arguably the greatest military genius the galaxy had ever known. Certainly the greatest the Empire had ever had in its ranks. Palpatine had sent him and a task force out into the unknown regions before the Rebel Alliance had been formed. Ostensibly, in punishment for a breach of palace politics, but in reality, with the secret mission of exploring and conquering new systems for future Imperial expansion. The comm display came on again, this time revealing a gray-haired human with a lined face and quick, shrewd eyes.
Hello, Mara. Master Skywalker. This is a surprise, I must say. I assumed you'd be well on your way to Krustai by now.
Luke frowned. Krustai?
The rendezvous point,
Park said.
Didn't you get my message?
Unfortunately, it took a wrong turn, Mara told him. Someone named Dean Jinsler made off with it before anyone else could see the contents.
Really?
Park murmured.
This is not good at all.
Yes, that's basically the conclusion we came to, Mara agreed. You want to fill us in?
Of course. Tell me, Skywalker, have you ever heard of something called outbound flight?
Yes, I think so, Luke said slowly. Wasn't it some grand effort a few years before the Clone Wars to send an expedition to another galaxy?
Very good. Yes, that was basically it. The project consisted of 6 brand new dreadnoughts, clustered together in a hexagonal pattern around a central storage core. The personnel consisted of 6 Jedi Masters and a dozen Jedi Knights, including Sabaoth himself, plus some 50,000 others, crewers and their families.
Yes, Luke said. Aside from that, about all I know is that the expedition never returned. Did they make it to another galaxy? Beside him, Mara stirred. They didn't even make it out of ours, she said quietly. Thrawn intercepted the mission at the edge of Chiss space and destroyed it.
Yes, the rest of the Chiss were not pleased, to say the least. Thrawn was nearly exiled on the spot, though he apparently was able to talk his way out of it somehow.
Yes, I remember the history lesson from the last time I was here, Mara said. The Chiss are fanatics on the topic of preemptive strikes. So what does a 50-year-old tragedy have to do with us?
Just this.
Park's eyes bored into hers.
The Chiss have found the remains of outbound flight, and they want to give it back.